Blog Talk Radio. Forecast and updates on tropical storm likely soon to be Hurricane Faye and its impacts on Florida. Rob Lightbaum from Crown Weather Services in Presque Isle, Maine, has issued the following update. Tropical Storm Faye, the latest satellite imagery and data from an Air Force reconnaissance aircraft indicates the center of Faye is still inland over south central Hispaniola near the border between Dominican Republic and Haiti. Maximum sustained winds this morning are near 45 miles per hour, and Faye is currently tracking due west at a forward speed of 14 miles per hour. Faye remains beneath a large upper air high pressure system, which is resulting in a well-established outflow aloft, and despite the interaction with the mountainous terrain, the storm has a relatively well-organized appearance in satellite imagery. Faye is tracking westward to the south of a narrow area of high pressure over the western Atlantic. All of the track model guidance and global models forecast the trough of low pressure now over the eastern United States to gradually erode the ridge of high pressure over the next couple of days. This process should cause Faye to turn more to the west-northwest and then on a northwest track into the weakness in the ridge of high pressure. There are reliable models that track Faye on both sides of the Florida Peninsula, which makes for a very difficult forecast. The GFDL and HWRF tracks head up the western portion of the Florida Peninsula from Monday night through Wednesday. GFS and UKMET model are farther west over the eastern Gulf of Mexico, and the NOGAPS model is even further west and tracks Faye inland into Mobile Bay, Alabama on Tuesday evening. On the other end of the spectrum, the Canadian model forecasts Faye to track right to the spine of South Florida and then exits Faye into the Atlantic near Vero Beach. The European model looks a lot like the Canadian model, except it forecasts Faye to turn back to the west and track westward over Florida in 6 days. For the forecast intensity of Faye, according to forecaster Rob Lightbaum, this part of the forecast is quite difficult as Faye will be interacting with land over the next few days. The overall environment around Faye will be quite favorable for significant strengthening, so the more time Faye spends over water, the stronger it is likely to become, and vice versa. Therefore, if Faye tracks further to the north and east and spends more time over Cuba, it will be a weaker storm in the end. However, a track further south and west with more time over warm waters and very favorable environmental conditions could allow Faye to become much stronger than what is currently being anticipated. The biggest problem with the forecast of Faye right now is the fact that it's very hard to pick out an exact center to track. This should change later today into Sunday as Faye emerges into very warm waters and consolidates and develops. This should then allow models to calm down, and Rob should have a much better idea of the forecast track of Faye tonight into Sunday. For now, as of 7:20 a.m., Rob is sticking with his previous forecast and going with a path that is very close to the latest National Hurricane Center forecast track, which would bring Faye very near Key West, Florida on Monday night as an 80-mile-per-hour hurricane, and then on a path just offshore of the west coast of Florida, bringing hurricane-force winds to the entire west coast of Florida Tuesday night, before coming ashore at St. Mark's, which is just south of Tallahassee, on Wednesday afternoon as a 95 to 100-mile-per-hour hurricane. Rob's thinking for a forecast track is still low confidence at this point, so it's best to keep track of the latest updates with Faye over this weekend. There are many different possibilities over Faye over the next several days. All interest in the southeastern United States, both on the Atlantic side from North Carolina to Florida, And on the Gulf side, from Florida westward to Alabama, should keep close track of the progress of faith. It should be noted that local North Carolina media has stated that it is not a matter of if, but only when, some portion of Fay, whether a full hurricane or whether the remnants of a storm, impact North Carolina. That is according to WRAL in Raleigh. Back with more information on developing storm Fay right after this. I'm Joe Brenneman. This is XXBN.
It should not come as a surprise to anybody that escorts around the country are tuned in to how the media cover our work and our lives. It may, however, come as a surprise to some that sex workers in many sectors have something to say about it. They have insight, they have analysis, and they have outrage. Bound Not Gagged is our way of responding to the injustice and hypocrisy that keeps sex workers' voices muted and faces hidden. Sex workers may be in hiding, but they refuse to be silent. At Bound Not Gagged, you will get an inside look at the true inner workings of this mysterious business. The Desiree Alliance is a proud sponsor of this project. Remember, www.bounotgagged.com.
All right, more from Crown Weather Services, www.crownweather.com/tropical. The National Hurricane Center, this issued the 11 a.m. statement. Visible satellite imagery shows that the center of Fay is now over the water to the north of the southwestern peninsula of Haiti, with little organized convection near the center at this time. While the storm produced large convective bursts during the night over the water south of the peninsula, microwave imagery shows this burst was at the far end of the convective band and not directly associated with the center. Satellite intensity estimates from TAFB and SAB remain at 35 knots, and the initial intensity remains at 40 knots based on the continuity from the last advisory. The Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft will investigate Fay later this afternoon to provide better data. The intensity and structure. The initial motion is somewhat uncertain. Fay remains on the south side of a low to mid-level ridge, with the large-scale models forecasting a weakness in that ridge over the eastern Gulf of Mexico or Florida that should allow Fay to turn to the west-northwest or to the north-northwest or even due north after 36 hours. There is a large spread in the model guidance on when and how sharply Fay will turn. The ECMWF Canadian models and the NAM are the farthest to the east, calling for Fay to move across Cuba and then the southeastern coast of Florida. The GFDL is farther west, the GFS, HWRF, Florida State Super Ensemble, and the consensus models forecast Fay to cross west central Cuba and make landfall along the southwest coast of Florida. The UCMET and GFDN are the farthest west, forecasting Fay to move towards the Florida Panhandle. No gaps goes out the farthest west, forecasting Fay to move toward the northern Gulf Coast. Overall, the guidance envelope and the model consensus has shifted a little to the east since the last advisory. Thus, the new forecast track is nudged a bit to the east of the previous track after 48 hours. Everyone in the Florida Peninsula should monitor the progress of Fay. As most locations, there are about the same chances of experiencing hurricane force winds, according to the National Hurricane Center wind speed probability product. When Fay is over water, it appears that atmospheric conditions will be favorable for strengthening through 72 hours. Thus, the intensity will be controlled by land interaction and the resulting impacts on the storm structure. All guidance forecasts strengthening and the intensity forecast follow suit in the best agreement with this ship's model. However, this could be a low confidence intensity forecast. Fay could strengthen rapidly if it becomes well organized over water. On the other hand, it might not strengthen much at all if land interaction prevents organization. That is the latest advisory. There is a bulletin which has come out from the National Hurricane Center. At 11 a.m., the government of Cuba has issued a hurricane watch for the provinces of the Camagüey, Ciego de Ávila, and Santa Espíritus, A hurricane watch means that hurricane conditions are possible within the watch area, generally within 36 hours. At 11 a.m., the government of Cuba has issued a tropical storm warning for the provinces of Camagüey, Las Tunas, and Holguín. Tropical storm warning are also in effect for the Cuban provinces of Granma, Santiago de Cuba, and Guantanamo. Tropical storm warning means that tropical storm conditions are expected within the warning area within the next 24 hours. Tropical storm warning remains in effect for the Turks and Caicos Islands, the southeastern Bahamas, and the entire coast of Haiti. At 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the government of Jamaica has issued a tropical storm watch for Jamaica. Also, the government of the Cayman Islands has issued a tropical storm watch for the Cayman Islands. The tropical storm watch means that tropical storm winds are possible within the watch area within 36 hours. Stay tuned to XXBN and forecaster Rob Lightbound and the National Hurricane Center for more information. I'm Jill Brennan, and this has been a special tropical weather update, Tropical Storm Fay. We have Rob Lightbound scheduled tomorrow morning, live, 10 a.m. More updates as they happen. I'm Jill Brennan, and this is XBN.
Won't you come for a ride? I wanna get to know ya. Move a little bit slower now. Turn on and show me. Don't hesitate with the date, baby. I think I'm gonna need some sympathy. There's no one here that could have the patience for my soul.
XXBN.net, XXBNradio.com, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, Patrick Norman, and music by the Cowboy Junkies. This is XBN.
Radio Jungle.